pháp pháp lưu chưa nghe cả. No sound. Heart Sutra, no sound. Sure. So, Brother Pháp Lưu, please come and help Thầy.
Rong Si, lai bang wo.
Who else? Đặng Nghiêm.
Đặng Yên Pháp Sư.
Trai Nghiêm.
Trái Yên Pháp Sư.
And you can introduce these brothers and sisters. Use that microphone. This is Linh Nghiêm.
Linh Nghiêm Pháp Sư.法流法师他是在他应该受戒好像不久的样子，那他是在法国梅村受的训练，然后他到美国圣地亚哥的鹿野苑的那个道场去帮忙。
Sanskrit, and he's learning Chinese, and he's also he speaks Vietnamese. He, He's really one of those that learns language really quick.
法流法师，法流法师他就是很擅长于协助建立僧团，而且他很有语言的天分。他在僧团里面，他在教法师们梵文，他也在学中文，他越南文也能说，所以他是很有语言天分的。
Like most of us, Brother Fok Lu is also loves to share the Dharma with the young people, and he has a talent for that.
他也是很擅长于跟年轻人分享佛法，而且他很喜欢这样子。
Although he's very talented and very skilled, one of his best qualities is his humility.
虽然他有种种的优点，但是他最好的优点之一呢，是他很谦逊。
Living in the West, and growing up in the West, sometimes we think we're very independent and very, I know how to do things. But one special quality is Fok Lu has that.
我们这些在西方社会长大的人呢，我们受的训练是让我们要很独立，觉得我自己什么都能做。那但是他虽然有这些优点呢，但是他又同时很谦逊。
Recently, he and a group of brothers and sisters went to England. I think our teacher mentioned to share the Dharma with the young people traveling around 7 or 8 universities.
那最近就像禅师提过，我们有一群法师呢，大概6、7位，他们到英国去帮助就是办年轻人的禅修，推动年轻人的觉醒运动的。
In that group of brothers and sisters, monks and nuns, they're all young.
在那群法师们当中，他们都很年轻。
So people, the students, are probably very surprised, and they kept.The monks and nuns from leaving, even though the activity was over, Brother Fok Lu shared that it was hard for them to leave because the students would not let them. They had more questions.
那法流法师他也是去英国就是办年轻人禅修的其中之一。那他就跟我们分享说，因为年轻人就是很高兴看到有这么多年轻的法师啊，出家人，然后就有好多问题问他们，然后。就是缠着他们连走都走，就是禅修办完都走不了了。
And they wrote a report about their trip, and what we learned from that is that they work together as one group of, like one body, rather than everybody having different ideas, but they work together as seven brothers and sisters.
他们七位年轻的法师一起去英国呢，虽然他们都有很棒的点子，都各有。想法，但是他们可以工作的像一个有机体一样，就好像一个人一样这么团结。
So we don't know what they share in their Dharma talks, but when we know that they work together, that is already nourish a lot of brothers and sisters who did not go. But we know that if they did it in that spirit, that's good.
我们没有去的人呢，我们不晓得这七位他们在英国跟年轻人他们怎么样分享佛法。但是，当我们知道他们能够用这样子的工作态度，就是七个人，但是工作的好像就好像一个人一样，那我们就很放心，我们就很开心。
So please come up, ask Brother Fok Lu, why he became a monk so young, so handsome.
你们可以来问他，就是法流法师，你这么年轻又这么英俊，你为什么要出家？
But he was property of the Buddha, so cannot bring him home.
所以他已经是僧宝了，已经是佛法里面的财产，你们可不能把他带回家去。
His name happens to be Stream. He has been streaming a lot.
That's right, Brother Fok Lu. Stream, I don't know. We are broadcasting a lot of the Asia tour on the internet so people can watch it throughout the world live if their time fits. Oh, right now it's live?Hello, hello, 美国人。
法流法师呢，他的名字有个刘。那他在帮僧团做的就是让禅师的开示，让他们禅修活动可以立刻上网就可以看到，那个叫 live stream 哈，就有一个刘在里面，所以禅师说他留的很多。
Dear Sangha, you are online. Smile.
各位同修们，你们现在在网上，所以请笑一笑。
Yeah, the Thai Dev Sangha, right now it's the evening in the United States, so there are many brothers and sisters watching us right now. It's about 10 o'clock I think in New York or California, I'm not sure, but in the East Coast, yeah, it's 10 o'clock right now, so they get to enjoy also the retreat from their own home. Yeah.
现在呢，在美国是晚上的10点钟呢。那我们梅村有很多的同修们，他们正在看我们。
Next to Tai on Tai's left is Sister Dong Yin.
啊，下一位是松岩法师。
Sister Pine, as we know her.
东就是中文的松。
Sister Pine was trained and I think worked as a lawyer before she became a nun.
他在出家前是一位律师。
And she has helped the Sangha sometimes we have meetings, kind of like a real office meeting, kind of very, seems very professional. Sometimes the monks and nuns we meet, like a business meeting setup, kind of like a business meeting.And Sister Dong Yin leads the meeting.
Okay, 所以在僧团里面，他们开会呢，有时候是看起来是像很正式的会议，像那种商务会议一样。那就是松岩法师他很擅长于主持这种会议。
But she leads it differently this time. She always reminds us the reason why we come together to share our happiness and to share our joy. And there's a lot of laughter and giggling and.It's the best kind of corporate meeting you can have.
虽然这是一种看起来像是商务会议啊这样子很正式的会议的形式，但是松岩法师他常常会提醒我们说，我们在一起就是要喜悦啊，就是要快乐啊。所以我们的会议上开会的时候，常常这边那边在那边嘻嘻哈哈的偷笑，这样子笑得很开心。
And next to hers.
She's helping with the publishing.
Sister Pine is also helping us with publishing a lot of Thai's books throughout the world. As we publish in one country, many other countries want to translate it and into their language. Sister Pine is helping with that aspect.
松岩法师他另外就是在出版的部分帮忙他。一行禅师的书在全世界各个地方出版，然后就是也先需要翻译啊，再出版，所以，松岩法师在这个部分可以帮忙。
Many of us, we come to the monastery and we think, you know, I want to learn Zen, so I work in the garden and then I do meditation. I live in the mountain with the clouds. Sister Pine, she's working Zen in the corporate paperwork and things.
我们很多人以为呢，我们出家学禅啊，会在花园里面种菜啊，种花，然后会在禅堂里面打坐啊，会住在山上啊，树下跟白云为伍啊。那但是我们的松岩法师呢，他是在一堆公文里面，在一堆文件里面禅修。
So she's researching for us, applying our practice and Buddhism to that aspect of the world.And we find that that's helping a lot of lay people relate to. Sometimes we work in the office and we want to escape it. We think that we cannot practice there. And so Sister Pine is researching and developing for us. Research and develop R&D department.
在很多的文件啊，在很多的研究当中，他找出修行的路。
And next to Sister Dai Ning is next to her Sister Dai Ning.
Chai Yan 法师。
I don't know the exact translation, but I know one translation is Sister Veggie. Dai is I'm sure that's
purification.
Purification. Sister Purification. She's a novice nun. And one thing I remember she shared with me, she's a violinist that trained in a, in a very elite school in Japan, and she joined our sangha. Not in Japan, sorry.
Germany.
In Germany. I forget the name of that. But it's okay. Ask her to play for you. It's very beautiful. It moves a lot of the community.
真言法师呢，他是小提琴家，他应该是在德国受的那个音乐的训练。那刚刚搞错，以为是在日本。然后他还是沙弥尼，新出家不久。哎，这个others。Something
Sister Chang Yin shared with me is that when she was a violinist with the orchestra, they traveled a lot, just like we do now, touring the world. Different countries.
詹彦法师，我刚刚忘了讲，就是他的名字"斋"就是吃斋的"斋"，所以刚刚法融师以为他那个"斋"是树的意思。那，但是禅师就说他那个"斋"其实净化，"斋"是清净，是净化的意思。那他从前是小提琴家，所以他们也做很多巡回的演奏，跟现在的生活方式差不多，就常常旅行。
So I asked her, "What do you think of the you know?" You just ordained, and now you have to travel around with the sangha so early.
那我问他呢，因为在梅村的传统里面，他们是要出家好多年，受过很多训练之后才会跟着出来巡回。那因为他是小提琴手啊，所以他才出家不久，他就出来巡回。那我就问他说：“你觉得怎么样呢？你才出家不久就跟着我们出来巡回禅修？”
She shared that in her life, while traveling touring, that after they finish their performance, then afterwards is a lot of, you know, partying and drinking, and not very nourishing for the heart and spirit.
他跟我分享说，以前他们在巡回演奏结束之后呢，通常就会有庆功宴啊，就会开 party 啊，就吃的喝的啊，那但是那个并不是对身心很有滋养的。
And when she came to Plum Village, she said, okay, I will make a commitment. For 3 years, I will not travel. I will stay, and I will not touch the violin. I will go to a Zen monastery and practice. Gardening, yes.
他就发愿，他就跟自己讲说，好，现在我出家了，我要在禅堂待个三年，我不要碰小提琴，我也不要出去旅行了。
She must have read a lot of Zen books or something about, you know, in the mountain, gardening, eating rice and vegetable, right?
可能先前读了很多关于禅宗生活的书呢，可能就是要住在山上啊，种种菜啊，禅修啊。
And immediately, right after she was ordained, she was asked to join the tour with Tai. And to pick up the violin.
但是他一出家呢，又被要求马上就要再重拾小提琴啊，就跟着大家出来巡回，然后每一场就要演奏。And
we asked her, "Is that a conflict?" And she said, "No."
我们问他说，那这有没有冲突呢？
Now when she said that when now she plays the violin, she doesn't need to perform. She just enjoys it, and she sees it brings a lot of people happiness. And that she does it with different spirit now, rather than trying to be a perfectionist. Now she does it for her own enjoyment. Even the, you know, breathing in, breathing out song.
那他是并没有冲突。那他现在不是以一种专业，不是一种就是把演奏当做职业这样的方式来演奏，他只是很享受拉小提琴，然后也很高兴看到。 他拉小提琴给大家带来很多的快乐，即使只是简单的乐曲，像是吸进来、呼出去，他也很享受。Please
forgive me if I'm making all this up.
这些话只要是我编出来的话，请你原谅。Sister
Dang Yin is to her left.
等言法师。She's
also loves to share with the teenagers and young people.
她也是很特别喜欢跟年轻人分享的。I've
lived and practiced with her in Deer Park Monastery for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years, 7 years.
我们两位是一起在那个，我们两位是一起在鹿野苑的那个道场共修的。那法荣法师他说四五年，然后等明法师跟他说不对，七年了。
And the young people know her as Sister D, for short. D. Yeah.
那我们年轻朋友们呢，就叫她 D 法师。
And she's a wonderful inspiration for all of us in her practice of walking and moving, and she's very mindful.
她给我们非常多的启发，她时时刻刻都是那么有正念，她的一举一动，她的行禅都是很棒的。
When she first came to the monastery, I have to confess, the brothers say she cries very easily.
她刚来到我们道场的时候呢，我要就是说一下她的糗事，就是她来的时候呢，总是在哭，常常哭。
I can make her cry right now.
我现在就有办法让她哭。
We call her a wet jackfruit, you know.
我们把她叫做一个那个 jackfruit 是那个菠萝蜜哈，湿哒哒的菠萝蜜。
And it always reminds us that it reminds me personally that no matter how much suffering you have, being in the Sangha, still embrace you and slowly you transform as she has done.
但是在僧团里面，不管你心里面有多少悲伤，有多少创痛，但是在僧团的拥抱之下是可以。是可以转化的，那她就是一个这样子的例子。
Now when she cries, it's tears of joy and happiness.
那现在她在哭的时候，那个是喜悦的眼泪。
What her book? A new book?
Yes, and she has a book all about that, so you can read and find out why she cried before and how she cries now.
她自己写了，她写了一本书，就是关于这个。
It's called healing.
Okay. 他写的那本书呢叫做疗愈。那你们要是想知道他以前为什么哭，现在又是为什么哭的话，你可以去找找他那本书。
Already many of our lay friends have read it, and they've written me how much it's helped them look at their own suffering and have more confidence on the path.
那我们有很多在家朋友们，他们读过等严法师这本书，他们有写信告诉我说他们多么的从这本书里面受益，帮助他们对修行这条道路更有信心。
You can Google it. And
what is the title of the book?
Healing, to that healing, yes. And please, if you feel inspired to translate it, please contact the Sister Dong Ying.
就是这本疗愈这本书呢，好像你要是上网去 Google 可能会看得到。那你要是有兴趣把它翻成中文的话，请跟那个松岩法师联络。
She was a medical doctor before she ordained.
她出家前是一位医生。
Sister Lin Yin is here with us.
林岩法师。
She grew up and was in Thailand.
她是在泰国长大的。
But her background is, I think, Chinese, right?
但是她的背景是中国人。
She's at our center, I think, our teacher Sherry. She's at our, we're forming a monastery in Thailand, in Pak Chong.
她在林岩法师，她在泰国的 Pak Chong 这个地方的美村道场。
And that's a place for many about 200 monks and nuns are staying now, and we're developing. We just came from there, and that place will be developed into Applied Buddhist Institute, like a monastery to train monastics and lay people.
那个地方呢，泰国那个地方现在有超过200位的法师，那计划中那个道场是要发展成一个也是应用佛法中心，帮助培养在家跟出家的佛法老师。
And Sister Lin Yim and myself and seven other brothers and sisters, we were ordained together at the same time.
我和林岩法师还有我们一共是七位，七个人，我们是一起出家的。
And Sister Lin Yim and all of us, when we were first ordained, we went picnicking a lot. Went enjoy picnic together.
我们刚出家的时候，就是我们这七个是同时的。 是就常常在一起，常常一起跑出去野餐。
It was kind of inspired by a teaching that the teacher gave about a teacher and a student not being able to have a picnic together because they're so busy.
禅师讲过，就是常常就是师徒的关系啊，在道场里面不容易有机会去像野餐这样，因为太忙了。
Tell the story. Tell the story. Picnic story.
Picnic story. Yeah. Well, in the Dharma talk, when we first ordained as novice, our teacher shared a story about the Mokshifu, one Sifu, and a student.
我们刚出家的时候，禅师有跟我们讲一个关于野餐的故事，好像是跟师父徒弟有关系的故事。
And I'm pretty sure my memory is not perfect, but the young student, the novice, kept asking his teacher if they can go on a picnic.
就是刚出家的这些沙弥，沙弥尼就问师父说：“我们可不可以出去野餐？”
But I think his sufu was very busy with the monastery work and building temples and serving many things.
那师父做师父的这个人呢，他就很忙啊，因为正在带道场啊，法务繁忙，他不能走。
And so the novice keeps reminding the his sufu that. That we have not gone to the picnic yet.
那所以这些刚出新出家的就常常就提醒师父说，我们还没有出去野餐呢。And
this is the part where I get a little mixed up. I think they passed by a coffin.
One day they went out. One day they went out together.
那有一天呢，他们就一起出去了。And
they saw. Funeral.
他们经过坟场.
And the teacher asked, "How so many people? What they are doing?"
师父问说，怎么这么多人？他们在干嘛？
And the student said that they are having a picnic.
然后徒弟就说，哦，他们正在野餐.
The only picnic they have in their life.
那个是唯一的野餐，就是这一辈子他们唯一的野餐，就是躺在那里了。So
if you are still alive, think of it, having a picnic together.
所以我们还活着，就想一想这个事情，找个时间一起去野餐吧。Thank
you, brothers and sisters.
谢谢各位法师。
So this morning we shall have a session of questions and answers.
所以今天早上这个时间我们要进行问与答。
And we know that a good question can benefit many people.
好的问题呢，一个好的问题可以让很多人受益。
So please ask the question of your heart.
所以请 提出你们心里面是心灵的问题，
not about Buddhism, but about your practice, your suffering, your happiness.
而不是关于法义的问题，不是关于佛法的教义，是关于你自己的苦与乐的问题。
The way is that before we ask the question, we listen to the bell. And together we enjoy breathing in and out three times before we ask the question.
所以我们每次问一个问题之前呢，我们就先听庆声，吸气呼气三次才开口问。
And those of us who have already a question are invited to come up here and sit with Thay.
你要是心里面有问题，问题准备好的话，你可以到前面去，就坐在禅师的旁边，不要害羞。
And we shall take turn to sit on the chair so that everyone can see us.
所以呢，就是有问题的就轮流上去问，坐在那个位置上，坐在那个位置上，大家可以看到你。
And if you are too shy, you might like to write it down on a sheet, of paper, and have someone bring bring up here.
那如果你害羞不想上去的话，你可以把问题写下来。 你写的问题可以送到松岩法师那里。
Are there a few written questions?
I haven't received any yet.
So please, if you already have a question, come and sit close to Thay.
对，如果你有问题的话，你就请到前面坐。
So let us listen to the bell and enjoy breathing before we hear the first question.
所以我们先听庆声，享受我们的呼吸。
我是一个心理师
I'm a psychotherapist
and
你要是可以，你要是就是跟我讲你们中英文可以的话，就请你们自己用中英文问，就不用翻译。
As a therapist, I know how important to listen to people. But when I listen to a lot of suffering or my own suffering, sometimes I lose faith, and I know I always need to return to my heart. But sometimes when I witness suffering, I just lose my faith and trust and don't know what is the meaning of life sometimes. So, but it's hard to return, so.
你要不要就直接用中文讲一次，你可以说中文吗？OK，他说我是一个心理治疗师，那我聆听病人，就是患者，就是我的 case 来，他们的痛苦，就是这个，这是我的工作很重要，是我要去听他们，但是我有时候听太多了，然后对别人的痛苦，对我自己的痛苦，我好像承受不了了，那我就失去了信心。 失去了信任啊，所以请禅师解答。
according to the practice, to get in touch with the suffering is a good thing, because you can learn a lot from suffering. And understanding suffering can bring about compassion that can be very nourishing.
从佛法修行的角度来说，去接触到、去体会到苦是很好的事情，因为你从对苦的了解当中会升起慈悲。
But that does not mean that we should allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by suffering.
但是不是说我们要容许自己就被那个痛苦淹没？
As a psychotherapist, you have to know your limit. To know your limits.
对，作为一个心理治疗师，你必须要能够知道自己是有所限制的。
As a teacher, I also should know my limits.
像我自己作为一个老师，我也要知道我自己其实也有所限制的。
And I have the courage to say no when I need to say no.
当我需要说不的时候，我必须要有那个勇气去拒绝。
Even to Dr. Yu.
甚至对尤翔周教授呢，我也曾经很有勇气的对他说不。
So we have to protect ourselves.
所以我们必须要能够保护自己。
We should give ourselves enough time in order to get in touch with the nourishing and healing elements within and around.
我们必须要给自己时间，让自己能够接触到自己里面、外面那些滋养的、疗愈的元素。
In order to do that, you need a sangha.
为了能够做到这样呢，你需要僧团的支持。
Psychotherapists have to come together.And discuss a strategy for survival.
作为心理治疗师，那你们很多的心理治疗师，你们可以聚在一起，你们可以去讨论你们自己要怎么样在你们的职业当中，生存下来。
If you don't have nourishment and healing every day.And then you cannot go very far. You will burn out, and you cannot continue to serve.
你们要是每天每天呢，不能够得到滋养，不能够让自己在精神在容光焕发起来的话，你们没有办法在你们这个服务的路上走很远的。
As monks and nuns, it's a joy to share the Dharma and the practice with other people. We organize a lot of retreats and days of mindfulness.
作为出家人呢，他们是很愉快、很享受的去跟人家分享佛法，办禅修。
But we learn how to do that in such a way that we can always generate brotherhood, joy during the time of working.
那他们学习到的是，他们知道怎么样在工作当中，在办禅修，在弘法当中，可以产生那个喜悦，产生那个正面的能量。
And those who come to us to practice, if they have got transformation and healing, we ask them to come and help us.
那些来参加我们禅修的人，他要是能够疗愈，能够转化。能够这样的修行的话，我们也请他们回来道场帮助我们。
So, of course, we have to get in touch with so many people with a lot of suffering, but we manage to meet and to work together with happy people.
虽然你在工作上面，你总是会遇到这些就是很痛苦的人们，但是你要是来禅修的话，你会。能够接触到其他快乐的人呢、啊、
？So I think that therapists can come together and they will invite the people who have transformed, have enough joy to come and support, and they have to live together in such a way that they can afford themselves hours and days of joy and happiness so that we can establish a balance so that we can go far.
所以呢，你们心理治疗师，你们的同行们呢，你们就可以组织起来，然后你们去请邀请那些他们已经疗愈、已经转化的人来支持你们，然后你们这样子在你们的修行当中可以得到一天一天的，你们会得到滋养，这样子会让你自己可以保持一个平衡，在禅修，在你的工作当中保持一个平衡。
So sangha building, community building, the continuation of the practice of nourishment and healing is the answer.
所以我对你的回答呢，就是建立僧团，建立一个和乐的一个团体，让你可以保持平衡。
阿弥陀佛及各位大家阿弥陀佛，我是没有个人心理问题，但是我有为天下苍生的问题，不知道我这样可以发问问题吗？
Well, myself I don't have a question, but I want to ask a question for all the sentient beings. Can I ask such a question? Yes, 可以。
在我们台湾哈，佛教已经有许多不同具有某些特色模式的僧团，比如说有佛光山的星云模式的僧团，有法鼓山圣严法师的模式僧团，好，那也有灵岩山寺普里的那个念佛道场的僧团，还有无声道场的僧团，以及慈济的那个正严法师的大爱僧团，那也有相关尼师的僧团。那我现在要问的说我们今天台湾佛教似乎不需要再增添某一模式的僧团，比如说禅师您带来台湾所要发那个推广的那个一行禅师的梅村僧团，似乎好像不需要再增添这样一个某一种特色的模式僧团，而是应该
okay,
好，不好意思，请你翻译。
So now in Taiwan we have manysanghas with different characteristics. We have Dharma Drum, we have Fo Guang San, we have Ci Ji, or many, many others. So it seems that we don't need another Sangha, well, as a form, like Plum Village.
Okay, 好。而是说我们是不是应该有一种方式把所有不同各具有各自特色的那个模式的僧团融合起来，那我不知道说禅师您是否有这样的一种方式或者是具体的愿力，然后能够为我们台湾的所有这个佛教不同特色的僧团透过您的正念觉知把它融合起来。阿弥陀佛。
So my question is that since that we already have so many different organizationsSo we seem to don't need to have another organization like Plum Village. So Jetai, do you have any, do you think it's possible to like combine to like let all these different organizations gather together and, 然后我忘了 and through mindfulness,through your vow to let them all kind of practice together?
Power, 愿力。 是说问禅师有没有这样的一种智慧慈悲，把创造一种方式，那把他的那个正念觉知，把这样不同的各具特色的僧团融合起来，在台湾融合，因为那个禅师应该知道。
So, okay. So, is it possible for, well, Tai has great wisdom and compassion. Do you have any skillful means to let all these organizations kind of integrate? And yeah. Integrate and harmonize and in mindfulness practice.
A Sangha is not an organization.
一个僧团呢，并不是一个所谓的组织。
We are a Sangha here.
我们现在这里的大众就是僧团。
When we come together and learn and practice together, we are a Sangha. Even for 5 days or 6 days.
Okay. 僧团，师父讲的意思就是僧团是。不是要具备什么形式、什么组织叫做僧团，是我们现在大众聚在一起，我们在修行，即使只有5天，这个叫做僧团。
If we do not come together like this, how can we practice?
如果我们大家不来这里共聚一堂，我们要怎么一起修行
？So your family is also a sangha, father, mother, brother and sister, and you may live. As individuals, you don't live as a united, happy family. So organize so that your members of your family live together happily in harmony. That is also Sangha building.
所以我们所谓的建立僧团啊，你其实你的家人就你的家庭就是一个僧团。你要是家里所有的人，你们可以一起和乐的生活，其实那样就是一个僧团。
Last week we had a few days of practice reserved for monastics coming from many temples.
上礼拜我们在日月潭有一个僧众的禅修，那个时候我们的出家众是从台湾各个地方来的。
And each temple has only 1, 2, 3, 4 monastics.
每一个寺院里面可能只有一位、两位、三位、四位，就是少少的几位出家人。
And we have come up with the idea that one temple organize a day of practice and invite many other temples to come and practice together like this.
我们曾经提出在那个禅修的时候提出这样的一个做法，就是可能几个寺院的人就是联合起来轮流办一日禅这样的禅修。
And next month another temple will organize.A day of practice like this also.
就是那几个寺院呢，这个月是或这个礼拜是我，然后下个礼拜就换另外一个寺院轮流主办。
Sangha building is to provide us with the kind of space and environment where we can truly practice.
那所谓的僧团，建立僧团指的是呢，可以提供出空间，提供出环境，让大家可以在一起修行。
When the Buddha got enlightened, there were many groups of religion around him.
佛陀在世的时候，他成道的时候，那个时候有在他周遭有很多不同的宗教团体。
Then the first thing he thought of.Is to build a sangha.
那佛陀说法第一件事，他说的就是建立僧团。
And he went out to look for the 5 friends that had practiced with him.
那他就出去找五比丘，就是先前曾经跟他一起共修的五个人。
The Buddha is an excellent sangha builder.
佛陀是一个很棒的会建立僧团的人。
And in 1 year, he established a Monastic Sangha of 1,250 monks.
那一年不到一年呢，他就建立一个有1,250位僧众的团体。
And you know that at that time there were so many groups, religious groups around.
那虽然是有很多的不同的团体在周围。
And you cannot say, dear Buddha, you should not set up another sangha. There are so many around already.
那但是那个时候呢，你不应该跟佛陀说，已经有这么多宗教团体，这么多僧团，你不用再建立另外一个。
And wherever the Buddha went, he helped organize, set up sanghas to practice.
那佛陀他走到哪里呢？他就帮助去建立僧团。
The only thing we have to remember is that setting up a sangha like that is not compete with other groups.
那我们要记得，每当我们这样子建立僧团的时候，我们不是要去跟别的团体竞争。
At the time the Buddha sangha was having good relationship with other groups.
那个时候呢，佛陀的僧团跟别的僧团的关系是很好的。
Many monks of other tradition came to visit the Buddha, and the monks, disciple Buddha, also went to visit other communities.
那别的教团的出家人会来拜访佛陀的僧团，那同样的，佛陀的僧团也会去别的僧团拜访。
And that is why it's good to have four mountains, but it's not bad to have another five or six mountains.
所以呢，虽然台湾所谓四大山头这样的是很好，但是在有一些其他的山头也不错。
The essential is that the mountains should not stay as islands. They have to communicate and work together.
那重要的是，这些不同的山头不要像是一个个孤岛一样自己孤立起来，是他们之间要能够沟通。
那我可以再问第二个问题吗
？Can I ask second one？
那个昨天在我们那一组的那个佛学分享的小组会议，我不知道是什么花啦，我随便填一个莲花。那个有那个瑞严法师，他说他愿意承诺说，也许经过二三年以后，那也许可能请禅师再来到台湾，好来办一次属于出家众五百位。七日以上的禅修活动，不晓得禅师您认为这样的可行性高还是低
？Well, yesterday when Plum Village sister told me in our Dharma discussion group said that it's possible that Thai might come back to Taiwan in two or three years and to organize a retreat for monastics about.Well, 500 people and for 1 week. Thai, is it possible?
If conditions are sufficient, that will happen.
因缘具足就会成就。
来，第三个问题，不能再问了。
后面好多人等着。
好，那现在那这私底下解决，阿弥陀佛。
师及各位法师，大德吉祥。
亲爱的禅师，各位法师，大家好。我Dear Thai, dear Venerable, good morning, everyone.
我想请问禅师一个问题，就是说， 我们如何用正念来面对生死，还有如何来帮助往生者的家属。
My question is, how to use mindfulness practice to face death, and how to help with mindfulness those dying people and dying person and their families.
How to face death and how to help people who are dying and their families.
Tomorrow we shall have a Dhamma talk on this topic.
我们明天的开始就会讲这个主题。
Dear Thai, dear Venerables, dear Sangha.
亲爱的禅师，各位法师，各位朋友。
So at this time, my little Sangha on the North Shore of Vancouver is sitting. And I say to them that I practice here in the daytime for them, and they can practice when it's my night time for us.Okay. And today I had very good healing during the walking meditation through the park because I enjoyed seeing everyone doing their exercise and taking such good care of their bodies here.
Okay. 我在加拿大温哥华，我们有一个僧团，那告诉我的僧团的成员说，我在台湾参加这个禅修，我的修行也是为他们而修行。那今天早上我们出去行禅呢，我觉得很棒。然后公园里面有这么多人在运动，然后那个是一个很好的一个环境。
At times, it's still hard for me not to cry.
有时候我还是觉得很难不哭。
But really, it was a great relief because my mother who committed suicide did Tai Chi. I just felt I was with her.
那因为我的母亲不久前才自杀的。
I was so happy to find her in the park.
我的母亲，她应该是说她的母亲也是练太极拳的，所以当她今天早上在行禅，在一个公园里面看到这么多人在运动，在练太极拳，她想到她妈妈。
So I think these are often tears of relief when these moments happen.
那这个时候，我的眼泪其实是一种疏解，是一种释放的眼泪。
And touching the earth is such a wonderful practice. I thank you so much for it.
接触大地是一个非常美好的练习，所以我谢谢禅师。
So 2 days after I arrived, I phoned home and.Heard my voice, my husband's voice, not very excited when I was quick to tell him how happy I was to be here, and I knew something was wrong.
我今天 我今天来到回来这里呢，那我就因为我去行禅的很好，所以我就打个电话给我先生，就告诉他我在这边过得多好，我很快乐。但是从他先生的那个语气当中听出好像不太对劲。
So I could hear what wasn't being said, and I asked what was wrong.
我听到他那边好像不太对劲，所以我就问他怎么回事。
And he was in our little car going to a doctor's appointment carefully and early. He's a very good driver. And near our house, a young man drove through a stop sign and destroyed our car.
那他早上要去看医生，很早。那我先生开车是很小心的，但是他就是跟一个年轻人就发生车祸。
And he's alive.And he's the material part doesn't matter. He's alive.
我先生人就是虽然车子全毁，但是我先生还活着。
So I asked if he would like me to come home. Does he want me to wait a few days or see? And he said, I really want you to stay and practice for me.
那我就问他说，你要我马上回家吗？还是我在这边再待几天？那他先生就说，我要你留在那边，你为我而修行。
So, with touching the earth, what spontaneously happened was that I was touching the earth for my parents, my mother and father and my grandparents. But because my husband and I have been together for so many years, I also knew his parents.And I took his parents and I took my husband with me, touching the earth.
那在做接触大地的时候，我不单是把我自己的父母，把我的先人，就是跟让他们跟我一起接触大地，因为我跟我先生结婚很多年了，所以我也把我先生跟他的祖先们都带在一起接触大地。
I still have a hard time because my brother, my only sibling, also committed suicide.And I have a hard time finding a way to take him with me.
那我有一个困难，就是我只有一个兄弟，那他也是自杀的，所以我觉得好像很困，不晓得怎么样把他也带着跟我一起接触大地，一起修行。
And the other difficulty I was speaking with Sister Twainim, and my consultation is that I have an adopted child who doesn't want to know her parents, and I don't know them. And although she has some difficulties, I wonder if there's a way I can take her parents because I can see something, although I don't know them. There's suffering for her that I can take with me to touch the earth.
他问的问题主要就是关于接触大地要怎么修，就是对一些他觉得很困难的情况，比如说他有一个他领养了一个女儿，那他的女儿并不想认知道自己的亲生父母是谁，但是他似乎可以感觉到他那个他养女的亲生父母好像也有痛苦。他们也有困难的处境在，所以他要问的就是他在修行接触大地的时候，怎么把这些人都带着跟他一起修。
Thank you, dear Todd. How can I help my daughter and how can I touch my brother?
我怎么样可以帮助我的女儿，帮助我自杀的兄弟？
The teaching of the Buddha is very clear that your mother is still alive in you and your brother is still alive in you. You should live in such a way that they can have joy and peace every day.
佛陀的教法是很清楚的，你的母亲跟你的兄弟他们自杀，但是他们还活着，他们活在你身上，所以你要以一种方式活着，让你自己可以喜悦，让你 自己活得好，他们也就好。
You should breathe in such a way to bring peace and joy into you, so that your mother, your brother, and your ancestors can feel that joy and peace with you in every breath.
你要自己能够借由你的修行得到平静，得到幸福。那这样子，你的母亲、你的兄弟、你的祖先们，他们就跟你一起享受这份平静跟安乐。
You can look at the sky and the trees and the mountains in such a way to see the beauty and the nourishing element in them, so that your mother, your brother, your ancestors in you can also get in touch with these beautiful things.
你要以一种方式去看青山白云绿树，以那样一种方式看，能够使你的母亲、使你的兄弟、祖先们，他们也能够同样的享受这个美好。
And if today you can walk in peace, breathe in peace, and then not only your mother, your brother, but all your ancestors and your child, your children, will also profit from you.
今天你的行程很平静、很美好，那你的祖先、你的母亲、你的兄弟、你的女儿就已经从中得利了。
You should express your love by the way you walk, you breathe, you look, and you listen every day.
你应该在你每天的呼吸、行走、聆听当中去表达爱。
And that is your practice today.
这就是你今天的修行。
Breathe.
我们先听轻声，然后吸气呼气，才开始问。
请法师帮我翻译一下。就是正念在我的认知里头是专注于当下，然后对念头不带评价，然后带来一种平静的感觉。
Well, as far as I know, the definition of mindfulness is to be to concentrate at the present moment and with no judgment, and so that can generate peace and happiness.
提升自我觉察能力，好像对负面的情绪架起一道防火墙。
So when I raise up the level of mindfulness, for me it seems to build a wall between me and my negative emotions.
Destructive emotion. 所以我的问题有两个部分，就是如果我们透过正念提升自我觉察能力之后，然后在感觉到负面情绪要来袭的时候，怎么样避免即将来袭的负面情绪？那这是第一个问题。那第二个问题是
So the first question is, when my awareness is higher because I practice mindfulness, and so I can sense the negative is coming. So how can I avoid that negative emotion to really come to me.
第二个问题是，如果已经深陷在那个负面情绪里面了，或者是压力事件里面了，那这时候再来使用正念的观念有用吗？
And also, if I am already in the midst of a storm of emotions and negative emotions, at that time, I try to use mindfulness practice, is that too late, or is it still effective?
To breathe or to walk mindfully in order to come home to the present moment, that does not mean that you are not allowed to examine and to look deeply into the past or into the future.
我们借正念的练习啊，回到当下，并不是说我们就不让自己去检视自己的过去或者是未来了。
If you are grounded in the present moment, really grounded in the present moment, you can bring the past to the present moment and have a deep look into it.
所以你能在当下站稳脚跟的话，你是可以把过去带到当下，然后深深的去检视它。
You get in touch with the past, but you do that in the present moment.
就是你这个时候是你可以去连去把过去带到当下来看来反省，但是你并不是限于过去，你是把过去带到当下来看它。
You do not lose yourself in the past. Instead, you are yourself, and you are looking at the past with sovereignty.
所以你这个时候你是安住于当下，你是很有自主权的来看你的过去，并不是你掉到过去的追忆啊，过去的情绪里面，你是把它带到现在，你稳稳的站在当下，你很有自主权的看着它。
And if you look into the past deeply like that, you can discover many things. You can get insight.
如果你是用这种方式来对待过去的话呢，你会从这个深深的透视当中，你会得到一些洞见、一些启发、智慧。
The same thing is true with the future. If you are really grounded in the present moment, you can bring the future into the present moment and have a deep look.
所以同样的是对未来的事情也是这样子，你要是能站稳在当下，你也可以把未来带到当下来看它。
Practicing mindfulness does not mean that you are forbidden to make plan for the future.
那练习正念的禅修并不是说你就不应该再去为未来做计划了。
You make plan for the future mindfully, you are grounded in the present moment to do so.
你是念念分明的安住在当下去计划未来，这样子是可以的。
The teaching is that you should not allow you to be pulled away to the past or to the future.
佛陀的教法是说你不应该陷溺在过去当中，或者是被未来拉走，不应该被过去跟未来拉扯。
If you are yourselfgrounded in the present moment, you have the freedom to look at the past and the future without being pulled away.
如果你用正念修行的话，你是能够安住在当下，你有那个自主权，那个能力去看过去，看未来。
And mindfulness is not only to be mindful of the good things.
而且所谓的正念呢，觉察也不是只觉察好美好的东西。
When you are aware of the good things, you may be nourished by the good things.
你要是正念于美好的东西，你会在其中得到滋养，得 受益。
And being very mindful, you know whether that is truly good or not.
那有正念的观照呢，你会知道到底什么是好，什么是不好的。
Sometimes it is not good, but you may think it is good.
因为有时候其实那个东西是不好的，但是你会以为那是好的。
It's like a drinking alcohol. It sounds very good at that moment, but if you have a true mindfulness, you see that this will bring a lot of suffering in the future.
就像是喝酒这个事，你喝的时候觉得很不错啊，但是你有正念的观照的话，你会知道那个将会带给你不好的。
So with mindfulness, you can handle the good things in such a way that they become nourishing and healing.
那你用正念修行，你会能够让从好的事物当中得到滋养。
And mindfulness does not mean that you have to fight.The bad things like anger or fear or sorrow.
但是正念并不表示你要去用正念去对抗你的愤怒、悲伤啊，或其他负面的情绪。
In the Buddhist practice, there is no fighting.
在佛法的修行里面是没有对抗这件事的。
When the pain, the sorrow, the fear, the anger come, you have to practice mindfulness of them.
那当痛苦、难受、愤怒这些升起的时候，你就是要在当下去练习正念。
Mindfulness is to be there in order to take care of everything that arrive, whether they are positive or negative.
所谓正念的修行，是你要能够安住在当下，去照顾当下升起的经验，不管它是好的是坏的。
So when sadness is coming, you should not say, "Sadness, go away. I don't want you."
所以当那个悲伤的情绪来的时候，你不是要对他说，悲伤走开，我不要你。
You should say, "Hello, good morning, sadness. You want to come? Come. I take care of you."
所以你是跟你的悲伤说 ，"Hello, 悲伤，我知道你在那里，你要来吗？来，我照顾你。
And when you handle your sadness with mindfulness, you can learn a lot from it, and you'll be able to transform it.
你要是能够这样子照顾你的悲伤的情绪，那你会知道怎么样去转化它。你能够转化它。
And you deal with the same way the negative things like anger, despair, irritation, and so on.
那其他的负面情绪，愤怒啊。绝望、不耐烦，都是同样的。你就是这样子照顾他。
But don't wait until they come in order to begin to learn. You have to learn now.
但是你不要等到这些强烈的负面的情绪发生了才要想到练习。你现在就要修。
You have to practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, mindful doing things.So that the grain of mindfulness in your consciousness become stronger.
所以你要现在就修正念的呼吸、正念的行走、正念的做事情，让你就是让你那个种子得到熏习，那个种子能够强大起来。
When the grain of mindfulness is strong, you just touch it a little bit by mindful breathing, become.Very powerful energy for you to take care of whatever is there, including your fear, your anger.
所以，当你那个正念或者是善法的种子很强壮的时候呢，那你只要稍微正念呼吸个几次，你就能够接触到它，它就能够把正面的、把好的东西就带上来了。
And when these negative things have not come, we have a chance to enjoy our practice so that we can cultivate more mindfulness and concentration so that they will come. When they come, we will deal with them more easily.
所以当你现在还很平静，没有什么情绪的时候，你现在就要休息正念的呼吸，正念的行走，让你的念跟定的能力把它培养起来。所以一旦你遇到情绪的时候，就很容易处理了。
So good luck and good practice, my dear.
所以啊，亲爱的朋友，祝你好运啊，祝你好好修行。Yes.
Dear Thai, dear brothers and sisters, I remember the first day you taught us how to water the flower and say, I'm here for you, I know you're here for me. And then the third sentence is, I need help.
Mm.
For me, I've been trying to practice that. And I find when it came to the third sentence, it just couldn't come out of my mouth. I found it really hard to say, please help me. So I just want to ask.
需要翻译吗？你待会自己会。
你可以帮我翻译吗？
Okay.
So I just want to ask, what's your insight about going through that obstacle?
所以他要问的问题就是禅师教我们怎么样灌溉花朵然后对我们的亲爱的人说我很高兴你在这里或者是我也很高兴我就是对于彼此的存在他能够表示出喜悦跟感激但是到那个其实他说第三个其实好像是第四个咒语就是要说请你帮我就说不出口了那他觉得这个是很困难的部分那请禅师智慧解答
法庸法师 can you help answer that question
禅师请法庸师回答
Dear Thai, dear Sangha, I think your question, as I remember from the Dharma talk, our teacher did mention about it. And the main obstacle is our pride.
对，禅师在开示中的确谈过这个问题。那主要的障碍让我们那句话说不出口，是我们自己的骄傲。
And also our maybe underneath a little bit of... reasoning and trying to find fault and things is a kind of activity that we do sometimes when things go wrong.
那我们平常是用脑袋去分析啊，什么事情不对劲啦？那这个是用脑袋在分析的。
So asking for help. Requires a lot of mindfulness practice and concentration on your part.
那要能够开口求助呢？它需要你很多的对正念啊，对专注的修行。
For me, my personal training with that is that there are some things like there are certain brothers that cause me suffering and.I need help, but maybe I don't have enough concentration and mindfulness to deal with that, so I don't deal with it yet. But I train myself in asking for help in the smaller things and to build the humility up a little bit each day, each month, each year.
那我自己的方式是在我们道场里面也有一些师兄弟们会让我觉得很就是给我带来困难，让我受苦。那有时候我觉得当我还没有办法直接去面对去处理这个事情的时候，那我会从一些小的事情开始，我会在一些小事情上请他们帮我，就是开始这样子问，一点一点的去培养自己的谦卑。
And another thing that helped me was I also visualized myself in front of that brother or that person I'm having difficulty with and bowing to them.
另外一个我做的就是我观想这个造成我的困难的这个师兄弟，观想他就在我前面，然后我对他行礼。
I also had this difficulty because when I suffer, I tend to say like exactly what Thay say, and I think we all can relate to that. And it's relation to our ancestor, and so I was caught that it was something I have to solve, but I think what I learned was it's not just that pride is not me either, it's also my ancestor. So that gave me a lot of space and patience for myself to practice and continue on the path.
另外一方面呢，就是像禅师提到，就是我们身上呢是我们的父母，我们的祖先都跟我们在一起，所以我的那个困难就是我的骄傲，使我不能够对这个师兄弟去请求帮助。那这份骄傲其实不单是我的，是这个习性是从很久以前就传到我身上来的。所以当我能够这样子了解、这样想的时候，我会给自己多一点的空间。
And I looked and contemplate and meditate on my ancestor, and most closely my father, and I see that he transmitted that seed to me from his Chinese ancestor, the pride and the you know, the stone, you know, don't talk about emotion kind of a thing.
对，所以我在观想这个，我做观想的练习的时候，我就是想我的父亲，我的就是他是中国人，所以我的中国的祖先们，就是我们有我的祖先们，他们就有这个习性，特别是我父亲，就是我们是很我们有那份骄傲，作为一个男子汉，我们是不去讲感情的。
So the teaching on that from the things that we get from our ancestor and from our culture helped me a lot to see even the negative and the good qualities that you have is not even yours. Your pride, even though you don't like it, is still not yours. So I tried to learn from it. So the pride became my teacher, and it gave me more space for myself to practice.
所以当我这样子观想的时候，我就能够了解到，不管我身上带着的骄傲这样子好像不好的特质，或者是其他好的特质呢，这些都是从祖祖辈辈就传下来的，那它其实不是就是我一个人的。当我能够这样子了解的时候，我会给自己更多的空间。
And as you practice in the small little humility, the little things that you do, askingfor when someone offers you to get a cup for you, a water for you, sometimes like, no, it's okay. But you allow them the opportunity to help you, and slowly from those small little things, you can move to your partner or your parents and so on, which might be difficult at first because your mindfulness, concentration, your insight is maybe needs more maturing.
那我们的正念就是念定慧这些力量都要去培养的，那这个需要时间去练习，但是我们平常可以从一些小小的练习开始，就是我们身边的人，我们愿意去接受他们帮助我们，他们服务我们，或我们就是不要再那么好像独立自主，不要别人的帮忙，就是我开始谦虚的去请求别人帮我一点小忙，我接受别人的帮助，这样子我们会培养这种 谦逊这种柔软的态度，就是放下身段咯，柔软的态度，然后我们对家里的人，就是我们可能会有比较密切关系的，而且会发生问题的，我们会比较知道怎么跟他们相处，会怎么样能够谦卑的来请求帮助。
That's just a little offering. Good luck on your practice. I'm sure our teacher can share.
不要客气。
When we find it difficult to ask for help, it may be because we believe that person cannot help you. You believe that he or she cannot help you.
我们会对开口求助觉得难以启齿，可能是我们其实心里面在想说他帮不了我。
And it might be wrong.
而你那个想法可能是错的。
We have the impression that we have seen everything of him. We have understood his nature, his background, his experience, and we think that he has no capacity to help you.
我们对于对方呢，我们觉得自己对他就是了解得太清楚的，他的经历啊，他的个性啊，他的能力种种我都很清楚，那我就觉得说我知道他帮不了我。
But according to the Buddha, that person has a Buddha in him.
但是以佛陀所教的呢，那个人呢，他里面是有佛，他有佛性的。
And so far, up to now, until now, no one has helped in order to allow that Buddha in him to manifest.
那他里面是有佛存在的，但是到现在为止都还没有人容许给他机会，让他里面那个佛陀展现出来。
And you may be the first one who can help the Buddha in him or her to manifest for the first time.
那你有可能就是那第一个人，让他里面的那个佛性、那个佛陀展现出来。
By asking that question，
借由问他这个问题。
Because you ask him or her to help you, but in fact, you are helping him. You give him.A chance to help himself.
所以虽然表面上是你跟他求助，但是实际上是你因为开口跟他求助，给他一个机会，让他的里面的佛陀，让他的佛性展现出来。其实你是在帮他。
I bow before the Buddha. His insight is very deep.
佛陀的智慧是很深刻的。
You look at the other person, you have to see the lineage that he represents. In him there are a lot of wisdom and compassion. Only he has not had the chance to allow these beautiful things to come out.
我们每一个人，我们这个身心里面都有无数的来自祖先的智慧慈悲的传承，只是到现在为止还没有机会去让它展现出来而已。
One question.After this question, there will be a written question. Please.
所以现在再问一个问题，然后我们也有那个纸条上的问题。
禅师， 各位法师、各位同学，大家好。首先我要谈这个问题，在以前我会认为它是一个很隐私的问题。
Well, the question I'm going to raise, well, before I would consider it as a very private thing.
当然我以前也有在一些谈秀的场合谈到这样的问题，可是没有这么，可是今天算是一种比较大型的场合，甚至还有录音。
Well, before I have had raised this question in other retreat, but not like this time. So many people, even we are recorded.
因为刚刚禅师有谈到说，我们不敢谈出来，是因为我们内心的那个不够敞开。所以我今天很勇敢的，我就把它敞开来要谈
Okay. Well, Tai said that if we dare not to talk about the things in our heart, is because we are not open enough. So today, I decide I want to talk it publicly.
因为从第一天到现在为止，我们在上了很多课程，他都会触动到我今天要问的这个内心的问题。
Okay, many of Tai's teaching and our activity touched this question in deep in me.
因为我小时候差不多六岁的时候，就送给我自己亲的姨妈当小孩。
When I was 6 years old, I was sent to my aunt as her child.
那时候因为还小，然后在我们求学的阶段。要送户口名簿到学校去登记种种的资料的时候，我们那时候早期的户政下面你的那个出生别，他就会写个养女两个字。
Well, in my time, in our ID card or ID document, I was marked adopt daughter.
因为在早期，我们对这个“养女”两个字都是一种很不光彩的一个负面的名词。后来我长大了，我知道不是这个样子。
Well, in my time, the term adopted daughter is quite a negative one with low value.
那当然，我那时候被送走，也不是被抛弃，而是早期我们台湾的社会。每个家庭生活都不是很富裕，然后家里小孩子也多，然后我就是排行在中间，当然理所当然我会被选择到。
Well, I was sent away because, well, our family has many, many children, and I'm the middle one, so it's, well, at that time, because economic is not so well, so I'm...It's quite reasonable. I was sent away, and I was not abandoned.
后来长大，这件事情也就慢慢的淡忘。我以为他真的是从我内心中连根拔除掉，可是没有。
Well, when I grow up, I saw that this thing is gone.Away, but after I feel no, it's still there. That difficulty, that sadness, still in me.
因为从我们这一次的上课，我们有讲到所谓的意识，就是 mind， 跟那个藏式 store 里面的种子。我觉得我那一颗种子还存在。
Well, I feel that seed, of the fact that I was sent away, that sadness.Is still in my story consciousness.
包括我们昨天在做接触大地的时候，我们要去还给我们的祖先。我不晓得我要去找我哪一方面、哪一边的祖先、okay. 来给他报恩，或是把我的负面能量给排出去。我非常的迷惑。
So yesterday when we practiced touching the earth, I was so confused. I don't know I belong to which.Lineage, who are my ancestor?
包括今天早上我们在坐禅的时候， 我们去唤醒我们的母亲，好，包括说把我们的母亲从她五岁、七岁、九岁，父亲也是这样子的把她唤醒出来，一起同游，或一起去感恩她，或去同理心跟她一起痛苦。我也不晓得我要去找哪一边的父母来做这样子的练习。
Yeah, the same. This morning when we contemplate on the little child in me, the little child of my mom, of my dad.I am confused. I don't know who are they.
在我求学的过程中，我也知道，我们中国人都说养育之恩大于生育之恩。又因为这样子的教条，我也一直在不晓得我要怎么去处理它。
I am also confused about well, in our culture, we are teach that.The parents who raise us up, they are even more benefactors than the parents who give me life.
所以每次当我接触到这样子的心灵非常深处的禅修的时候，这样的种子它又萌发出来了。
Okay, so every time when I do meditation and get in touch with those.With deep my heart, and these kinds of seeds of confusion come up again.
它让我产生非常的不安定性、不确定性。我非常需要禅师，您帮我开导，我要如何去处理这样的问题
？Well, because of this, I feel so unstable, not in peace. So, Tai, please help me.
Thank you.
There are people who still have their parents alive. They know the name of their ancestors. But they cannot connect with them.
那有些人他们父母健在，他也清楚自己的祖先是谁，但是他有可能他没有办法跟他们连接。
But there are those of us who have not seen our father and mother or ancestors, but we feel connected with them.
但是我们有人是我们不晓得自己的父母是谁，没有见过，然后也不晓得自己祖先是谁，就是那些具体的名字，但是我们却可以跟他们连接。
And there is much less confusion than the other group of people who know the names, who have met their parents and their ancestors, but do not have a real connection.
就是即使我们并不跟并不知道自己的父母或不知道自己的祖先，但是并不影响我们去跟他们产生真正的去跟他们产生连接，不是一定要具体的知道他们才能够连接。
In order to get connected, well, names.And pictures and images are not enough.
跟我们的先人真正的连接呢，只是名字，只是照片，只是这些物质上的东西并不够。
If you want to know about your ancestors, the best thing is to look into yourself, because your body and your mind have.All the informations about your ancestors.
如果你要去认识，你要了解你的先人，最好的方法就是你深深的往自己里面看，因为你在你身上具足了你所有的先人，所有的祖先。
If you look deeply into your body, your feelings, your perceptions, your mental formations, and then you will see your parents and your ancestors very clearly, very deeply.
你要是深深的看见你自己的色受想行识， 你深深看进去，你会了解，你会看到你的父母亲，你的祖先。
You are a continuation of your parents and your ancestors. You look very much like them.
因为你是你的父母，你的祖先的延续，所以你跟他们是很像的。
So examine, to examine oneself, to look deeply and to get in touch with yourself deeply.And then there will be no more confusion, and you will know who your parents is and your ancestors are.
所以当你深深地看进自己里面去，去了解自己的话，你不会再有困惑，你会知道谁是你的父母，谁是你的祖先。
It's like when you look into a flower deeply, you can recognize the cloud, the sunshine, the soil.Everything in the flower.
这个是当然是很深的法，就是你看进这朵花里面，你要是真的深刻的看进去，你会看到什么？你会看到阳光，会看到白云，会看到大自然的种种。
And if you remove the sunshine, the cloud, the soil, the minerals, there's no flower left.
如果你把阳光、白云土地、矿物质都拿走的话，这朵花就不存在。
So if you remove your father, your mother, your ancestor from you, there will be no you left.
所以你要是把你的父母亲、把你的祖先从你的身上拿走的话，也不会有一个你。
So when you look at yourself, you see father, mother, ancestors, the whole lineage.
所以当你看进去你自己里面，你会看到父母亲，你会看到你的所有祖先。
That is the Buddhist practice of contemplation that can help us liberate ourselves from that kind of confusion and suffering.
所以这是佛陀的教法，能够帮助我们处理痛苦，处理困惑的。
Dear Tai, here's a question. It says, I am in a lesbian relationship and I am likely a bisexual. I suffer because my relationship cannot be public and there is little recognition, like no marriage is possible. And I can't very often share this joy or tell people who my partner is.I doubt my sexuality and sometimes yearn for a new partner, a man. How can I gain more stability? How can I have more peace? How do I know if I should stay in my present relationship or find a man? Thank you for listening.
Oh.OK, 这个问题是关于这个应该是一位应该是一个女孩子问的。那她自己的性倾向似乎不太清楚，她似乎是同性恋，但是OK, 对她 OK, 所以她应该是双性的，就是她现在的感情的关系是女性的同性恋的关系。那但是她怀疑她是不是应该去找一个男性呢，就是回到双性异性恋的关系呢。那因为她这样子的感情的关系呢，使她的关系是不能公开的，这个当然是很受苦的。
In order to suffer less, you have to learn to accept yourself as you are.
要让你想要少受苦，第一件事情，你必须要接受你自己。
Because there are people like you in the world.
因为这世界上就是有就是有很多像你这样子的人呢、啊。
And they have the right to be there on earth and live their life.
他们在地球上也有存在的权利。
So accepting oneself can already help you to suffer less.
所以你接受你自己，这就已经足够让你少受苦了。
The second thing is to see is that whether you are bisexual or gay or lesbian, you can create a lot of suffering if you do not have right sexual behavior.
但是不管你是一般的异性恋或者是同性恋，但是就是不管你是什么样的性倾向呢，你也是会造成
You have to practice the five mindfulness trainings, especially the third one.
就是你要是没有正确的就是感情的或是性上面的态度的话，不管你是哪一种性的倾向，你都有可能是会造成自己造成别人受苦的。所以在五项正念修习或是五戒里面，第三条就是关于真爱。
And that is the practice of true love.
对，那个第三条就是关于真爱的。
And in the third training, we learn that sexual desire and love, these are two different things.
那在这第三项的正念修行里面呢，我们学习到的是性欲跟爱是不一样的东西。
And practicing the third mindfulness training can protect you, can help you not to suffer.And protect other people and not to make them suffer.
所以正念修行这第三项真爱呢，可以保护你自己和保护别人免于受苦。
The third thing is that sex is not everything.
那第三件事情要晓得就是性不是一切。
We monks and nuns evolveTo live a life free from sex.
像我们出家人呢，我们就是发愿要过独身生活。我们的生活是没有性欲的。
We focus our attention. We use our time, energies in order to do the things that can bring us a lot of fulfillment, happiness.
我们把我们的时间精力都花在那些事情是让我们真正可以得到满足得到成就感跟幸福的。
And we do not need to have a sexual partner in order to be happy.
我们并不需要性关系性伴侣才能够觉得幸福。
Think about it.
你想想。
That a good question does not have to be very long.
我们知道一个好问题不需要长。
亲爱的法师，亲爱的各位法师，同修大家好。我修习这个正念呢，其实大概已经好多年了，大概跟德国的法兰克福的善山师父学习，那善山师父不断的在推崇一行禅师的法。
Okay, well, I practice mindfulness meditation for many years, and I follow a master who live in Frankfurt, Germany, and he highly recommend Thai.
我今天想问的问题是，我学了这么多年，那当我心中有问题的时候，其实转化很快。从我开始学佛，我的先生是反对的，我的家人也是反对的，常常我要出门都要编一个理由。
Well, with my practice, I feel that transformation is not so difficult for me. I can transform things quite quickly. And at first, when I practice, when I learn Buddha's teaching, my husband, my family, they would not agree. So many times when I went out, I have to make an excuse.
可是经过这些年，我发现他们都接受了。不但我84岁的妈妈都已经在印尼学院皈依，那我的先生也皈依。
So after these years, my mother-in-law and my husband, they start to learn Buddha's teaching and they took refuge.
像今天早上我要出门的时候，我还收到一杯热的牛奶。
肯定要短一点呢，肯定要短一点。
好，我要讲的是，我常常听我的儿子提醒我说，妈妈你千万不要乐极生悲。我要问的是，当我对这么多的事感到这么的幸福，这么的快乐，我要问法师，有中国传统的这一句乐极生悲这一句话吗？
Okay, my question is because of my practice and my whole family now they all learn Buddha's teaching, so I'm so happy, but my sonreminds me that there is a Chinese saying that when you are very, very happy, be careful, there could be sadness arise. So is there really exists such a thing to have sadness arise or bad things happen to me when I actually feel so happy?
Well, we have discussed about happiness and suffering as supporting each other.
我们曾经就是讲过，就是苦乐其实是互相依存的。
Happiness is not possible without suffering.
没有苦就没有乐。
It's like the right is not possible without the left.
就好像左跟右。两个是不可能单独存在的。
Because you know how to handle suffering, happiness becomes possible.
因为你知道怎么样处理，怎么样照顾苦，所以才会有乐。
If you are too afraid of suffering, you don't know how to handle it.
如果你太害怕苦的话，你会不晓得怎么处理它。
And your happiness is not true.
那这样子的话，你的乐其实不是真实的。
And if you know how to handle happiness and feed your happiness well, you don't have to be afraid.
如果你的快乐你知道怎么样好好的照顾它，让它继续增长的话，那你也不用怕它会消失。
If you are an organic gardener, you know that while producing flowers,you produce also garbage.
所以就像你要是一个那个有机栽种者的话，你会知道怎么样从垃圾从堆肥里面可以种出花朵来。
Because a flower stay as a flower for a while, and then it must become a piece of garbage.
因为花呢，你会知道花只能开一阵子，它迟早它会变成一堆垃圾。
Your happiness is a flower, and no matter how well you handle it, it will turn into a piece of garbage someday.
你要知道，你的快乐呢，就好像是一朵花一样， 不管你怎么样好多照顾他，多细心，多照好好照顾他，他终究也会变成垃圾的。
The Buddha said, everything is impermanent, including your happiness.
佛陀说诸法无常，包括你的快乐。
But as a good practitioner, you are not afraid when the flower becomes a piece of garbage. You know how to handle the piece of garbage in order to nourish other flowers.
所以你作为一个好的修行人呢，你会知道怎么样去照顾这个从一朵花变成垃圾的这个过程，而且你还会知道当它变成垃圾变成堆肥的时候，它可以再去滋养别的花。
So as a good practitioner of mindfulness, you should know how to handle suffering.
所以作为一个好的修习正念禅修的人，你要知道怎么样照顾你的苦。
And if you know how to handle suffering, why should you be afraid of suffering?
所以你要是知道怎么去照顾你的苦，你何需要恐惧呢？
Suffering can instruct us.And help us to be more compassionate and understanding.
我们在苦中可以学习，苦是我们的老师，教我们智慧跟慈悲。
Dear friends, we will continue tomorrow. We have been seated very long already.
各位朋友，我们明天继续，因为今天这样已经坐很久了。
Please massage your feet.
各位还是坐着。